Islam, worship, feminism, pietism, postmodernism. You can meet and hear Issues Etc. regular guests discussing these topics at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 14th and 15th in Collinsville, Illinois. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Registration is $100 per person. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 14 and 15 in Collinsville, Illinois. issuesetc.org. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, if you've never listened before, if you've never heard Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, this is genuine audience participation. It actually requires you, the listener, to give us a call, to send us an email, to send us a tweet, or to go to our Facebook fan page, and to actually tell us which of the soundbites you're about to hear ought to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Your reasons are your own. You can agree, disagree. You can find it remarkable for any number of reasons. That's we'd like to know why you're voting for the one that you're voting for, and like to know where you're listening as well. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Molly Ziegler Hemingway answering the question recently here on the program: why isn't the Philadelphia abortionist mass murder trial being covered better by the media?
Everybody assumes the reason why is because they are so deeply committed to abortion on demand that they don't want to risk anything that would hurt that sacred belief that they hold. So if you don't cover it, then you don't have to answer tough questions. But I also think there might be an element of racism involved here. All of the victims were Black. And I wonder if the victims were white, like they were in Sandy Hook. Most of the victims were white, I think, if we'd be seeing different coverage. I think that it doesn't fit into any of the narratives that we like to have for stories like this. The standard narrative is that if you're pro-life, you're misogynistic and you treat women poorly. And if you're a Planned Parenthood or someone who's running an abortion clinic, then we're supposed to believe that you are very pro-female. And that's the way the narrative always goes. This turns that narrative upside down quite a bit. And I think it might be hard for reporters to figure out how to keep that narrative going if they have stories like this. So with every day that they don't cover it, I think people are fed up and they are naming names and they want answers from these reporters. Why are you covering this up? Our job as reporters is to cover the news, not cover it up. But this has mostly been a cover-up, and I think people are sick and tired of it.
That's soundbite number one, Molly Ziegler Hemingway, on why the media isn't covering the mass murder trial of the Philadelphia abortionist. Soundbite number two comes from Pastor Todd Peppercorn. We were talking about depression. Here he is answering the question, what's often wrong with both secular and so-called Christian psychiatry?
Every kind of counseling methodology comes from a particular worldview. And so this is why we would be inherently suspicious of Freudian or Jungian psychology, because they have such a warped understanding of anthropology, of the doctrine of man. Because they start from the wrong place, they're, of course, going to end at the wrong place. That is just as true if we're talking about, quote-unquote, Christian psychology. Christian psychology, and I wish that this were not the case, but sadly I think that it is. Christian psychology very often comes from a strongly Arminian or evangelical perspective that it's going to have that whole problem of the will that we talked about earlier. So it may be tossing out secular worldview psychology like Freudian or Jungian, but it may be replacing it with a twisted Christian psychology as well. Only there, the Christian may be less likely to question it because it has that word Christian in front of it.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Todd Peppercorn. What's often wrong with both secular and so-called Christian psychiatry? Soundbite number three this week comes from Pastor Charles St. Ange. We were speaking with him about church music and the like, and I asked him, what would Luther make of much of church music today?
Perhaps for some churches, you've got some great music, but what are you singing? And why are you bothering if the text isn't there? The second critique I think he would have is that the point of music is to help people sing the text into their hearts. And a lot of music that's going on in churches, and this isn't often just limited to contemporary churches. Sometimes, you know, liturgical churches have to be careful too. The music is unsingable, and that so the people aren't singing. The music requires a performer. Because we are not the kind of musical culture that we were, our music has to be, the melodies have to be a little bit simpler than we're used to. And I've been to a lot of churches where the music is just like the culture. It's so technical and so kind of professionally driven that it becomes simply a performance. There's somebody singing the music, and nobody else is singing along. And Luther would look at that and probably just tap somebody on the shoulder and say, you know, I had the same problem with the Church of Rome. And that's why I started writing music, because the only person singing was the priest.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Charles St. Ange. What would Luther make of much of church music today? Now get ready to vote, because here's soundbite number four, the last for your consideration. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number four is Pastor Matt Harrison explaining what he means by the term mission reductionism.
Well, you can't say parts of the catechism really can be jettisoned for the sake of the gospel. Well, we're going to concentrate on speaking the word, but baptizing people gets in the way of the mission. That would be to pit the gospel against the gospel. We're going to share the gospel, but we don't need pastors to do it. Well, the Lord gives us pastors to dispense the word and sacraments, so that would be pitting the Lord's gift against the gospel. That causes a sort of mission reductionism. It's very popular now to say, as long as you have the gospel in a very narrow sense, then all of a sudden the law is not necessary, or prescriptions against, say, gay marriage or other issues are not prescriptions anymore that have anything to do with the gospel. You reduce the message of God from the whole counsel and transgress what Jesus said when he said that we should go, therefore, unto all nations, teaching them everything whatsoever I have commanded you.
All right, that's your fourth and your final soundbite for the week. And now it's your turn. Now it's time for you to call, to email, to send us a tweet, or vote at our Facebook fan page, and pick which one of these should be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. The listener with the best vote will get the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the Issues Etc. Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad. That goes to the listener with the best vote. Now, you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon. It's the 12th of April, 877-623-MYIE. You can also vote via email. Include your city and state, if you would. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. We get those votes right here in real time. You can send us a tweet at issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page. We've left space for you to do so right there. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. If you're emailing us or tweeting us or voting at the Facebook fan page, include your city and state. We always like to know where you're listening. And remember, phone call voters get to vote first, so this break is a great time to give us a call and vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We'll be right back after the break. 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943.
For 20 years, we've lifted our voices and instruments to the hymns of Stephen Starkey. Now, CPH has the first ever CD collection of Pastor Starkey's works titled, We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God. This 12-track CD includes nearly an hour of music from the most beloved Lutheran hymn writer of our time. Order now. Use promotion code URA. We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God is only $15.99. CPH.org.
My peace. A Pentecost sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
It will look like suffering, like death, like the worst thing that could ever happen. But Jesus assures them, it is my peace, and I give it to you.
And for any size donation during the Easter season, we'll send you a CD of this sermon and a sermon preached by Todd on the first Pentecost. You can make a special Easter gift today at issuesetc.org. Thanks for keeping us in mind during the 50 days of Easter.
Others talk. We have something to say. You're listening to Issues, Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Playing Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, April the 12th, and it is your chance to play along by voting, picking which of the four soundbites we played for you before the break ought to be Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Will it be soundbite number one, Molly Ziegler-Hemingway, why is the Philadelphia abortionist mass murder trial not being covered? Soundbite number two, Pastor Todd Peppercorn, what's often wrong with both secular and Christian psychiatry? Soundbite number three, Pastor Charles St. Ange, what would Luther make of much of church music today? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Matt Harrison, what is mission reductionism, his answer to that question? Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page. We get those votes in real time as well. Facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's go to the phones, and first up is Barbara calling from her cell. Hi, Barbara.
Hi. I believe soundbite number four,
and,
Matthew Harrison.
And why is that, Barbara?
Because I think it's important that we do realize that the gospel is first, but he gives us gifts of pastors to proclaim that gospel.
Barbara, thank you very much, and thanks for listening. Let's see what Scott in Altamont, Illinois has to say. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. For as angry as the content of soundbite number one made me, I'm going to vote for Pastor St. Ange's soundbite. I agree that there needs to be a happy medium with difficulty versus lack of difficulty in terms of congregational song. I wouldn't put Benjamin Britten's This Little Babe in a hymnal, but something like, even like Joy to the Heart, I'm sad that that didn't make LSB. But things like that, there are places for music specialists in the congregation. And I also have to say that there are some things that Luther wrote, well, Phrygian mode just doesn't play well on modern ears. And some things that used to be a little more singable aren't quite as singable, and it's not necessarily because we're not a singing culture anymore.
All right, Scott, thank you very much. Thanks for your insights as well and for listening in Altamont. Jan listens in Atlanta. Hi, Jan.
Hi. I was torn between President Harrison's remarks, number four, and Pastor St. Ange's. So I've decided it's Pastor St. Ange, the soundbite number three, and that's because we are devoted to word and sacrament. And I think it was St. Augustine who said, when someone sings, they pray twice. And I think that God hasn't stopped gifting his people with the gift of prophecy, which is music. I think we have stopped encouraging it and nurturing it.
Jan, thanks very much for listening in Atlanta. Here's Herman, and he listens in Illinois. Thanks for waiting, Herman.
Yes, thank you. Vote for number three, Pastor St. Ange, and that he cited Luther and the emphasis of the Reformation to present in the content of singable hymns with singable music a Christ-centered biblical doctrine for the edification of the people and their refreshment, and that they can participate in as the priesthood of all believers baptized and not just listen to a professional chorister or a praise band.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Illinois, Herman. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Plenty of time to take your phone call, 877-623-MYIE, or your email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Daniel says, I vote for Matt Harrison's criticism of the error of reducing the full counsel of God. May the church ever be wary of those who claim such reductions do no harm. Daniel, thank you very much. In Shribner, Nebraska, Sally says, my soundbite vote is for Molly. That's soundbite number one. To quote my pastor, see no evil, hear no evil, report no evil. When it makes your choice agenda look like murder in the first degree, some 55 million since January 22, 1973, these babies had no voice. They were murdered in cold blood, and now the mainstream media wants to sweep them under the rug. God knew them before they were formed in the mother's womb. We must be their voice. I like that. We must be their voice. That is fantastic. Thank you very much, Sally. Thanks for listening in Nebraska. Michelle in Slidell, Louisiana. My vote is for Pastor Todd Peppercorn, soundbite number two. This issue is very important. It doesn't always get the support that is needed. You're right, Michelle. Thanks for listening in Louisiana. In St. Louis, Caroline says, soundbite number one, Molly Ziegler-Hemingway. I love how she shined the light on the media blackout of the abortion doc's murder trial. She says, quote, the reporter's job is to cover the news, not cover it up. I've been quoting her all day long on Facebook. It's a good quote, Caroline. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. In San Antonio, Texas, Mark says, the most courageous week of quotes ever. Thank you. Lord bless all four for their faithful work. If pressed, my vote is for Pastor Todd Peppercorn for the most vulnerable and cross-centered discussion of depression I've ever heard. I've been reading to gain an understanding of the theology of the cross versus the theology of glory, and this sealed it. Thank you. Thanks for listening in San Antonio. In Bel Air, Texas, Laura says, Pastor St. Ange, I hear Bible readings or even just phrases and hymns come to mind. I sing them to my children, to myself. I am surrounded with God's words. So it's not a sensational topic, but how important it is for God's word to be a living part of my everyday. Thanks for listening in Texas. In New York, up in Elmont, Stephen says, I have to vote for Molly Hemingway. At least Fox News is covering this atrocity and why the media is not covering, including interviewing Molly. Sad. This was had to be a soundbite of the week. I agree there, too. Thanks for listening in New York. In Indiana, in Fort Wayne, Becky says, Molly, for her tireless focus on exposing the abortion industry and the mainstream media's failure to take notice. Tom in Alexandria, Virginia, also votes for Molly. Very difficult choice, he says, but I vote for number one, Molly Ziegler-Hemingway, because she's working very hard to expose the lack of coverage of this atrocity. Baby feet in a jar is not national news. Seriously? Keep it up, Molly, says Tom in Alexandria. Thanks for listening there. In Maryland, in Elkton, Jeremy says, I have to vote for Molly primarily because her comments are about the number one story that is not being covered. She's addressing a topic and shining light into an area that our quote-unquote independent media would rather not have exposed. Molly has been doing some excellent work asking questions of health reporters and letting them provide their own answers. She gets my vote this week. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month. I'm a little breathless now. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April is a great book from Dr. Alvin Schmidt, who's probably one of the most well-read guests that we have. And he is a top-notch researcher, and he's put it all into this book called The American Muhammad. It's about the similarities between Joseph Smith, the founder of Mormonism, and Muhammad, the founder of Islam. It's very well researched. It comes from Concordia Publishing House. You can give them a call, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, and ask for the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April called The American Muhammad by Dr. Alvin Schmidt. Kurt in Layton, Utah says, love you and your work, Molly, especially for this one. However, with you, I have to go with the Reverend Todd Peppercorn this time. We have way too much treatment of the tentatio that forms the true theologian and pastor as indicative of something wrong in the man or the congregation's life, when it's quite often the result of faithfulness to the word and a love for the people entrusted to his care. Thanks for that vote, and thanks for listening up in Utah. Heidi in Montana says, Molly is not afraid to speak the truth, even in the midst of a hostile environment sometimes. She is a true journalist. My vote is for her. All right. I think the tally brings that to soundbite number one, Molly Hemingway. Why isn't the Philadelphia abortionist's mass murder trial being covered by the media?
Everybody assumes the reason why is because they are so deeply committed to abortion on demand that they don't want to risk anything that would hurt that sacred belief that they hold. So if you don't cover it, then you don't have to answer tough questions. But I also think there might be an element of racism involved here. All of the victims were Black. And I wonder if the victims were white, like they were in Sandy Hook. Most of the victims were white, I think, if we'd be seeing different coverage. I think that it doesn't fit into any of the narratives that we like to have for stories like this. The standard narrative is that if you're pro-life, you're misogynistic and you treat women poorly. And if you're a Planned Parenthood or someone who's running an abortion clinic, then we're supposed to believe that you are very pro-female, and that's the way the narrative always goes. This turns that narrative upside down quite a bit, and I think it might be hard for reporters to figure out how to keep that narrative going if they have stories like this. So with every day that they don't cover it, I think people are fed up, and they are naming names, and they want answers from these reporters. Why are you covering this up? Our job as reporters is to cover the news, not cover it up. But this has mostly been a cover-up. And I think people are sick and tired of it.
Well, that's your pick for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Molly Ziegler-Hemingway explaining why the Philadelphia abortionist mass murder trial isn't being covered by the media. You can hear that entire interview, by the way. We had it yesterday with her at issuesetc.org. Click listen on demand. Sally in Scribner, Nebraska, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. And thanks to everybody who voted and played Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, and I know that you have, please consider making a donation to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. You can make a financial contribution by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. You can send it to Issues Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. The address again, Issues Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. And for any size donation during the season of Easter, we will send you a recording of one of my sermons on the Ascension of Christ and another on the Day of Pentecost. Thanks for listening. Thanks for keeping us in mind during the 50 days of Easter. Monday on the program, we're going to be talking with Pastor Tom Baker about Jesus, our Good Shepherd. You know, there are a lot of reasons why a reporter wouldn't cover a story, but this one has all the reasons to cover it. Even if, no matter where a reporter stands on abortion, it's still a newsworthy story. And I think, as Molly predicted when we talked with her yesterday, I think there's a crack in the dam and it's just about to break, and maybe the media will start talking about this very important trial. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen on Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen on Demand.
Ah, the sounds of rich liturgy and historic Christian worship. What a way to spend a Sunday morning.
At Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt, Illinois, you'll find authentic Christianity as you hear the preaching of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of your sins. Come, join us Sunday mornings at 9 and Monday evenings at 7:30, and find out more about Trinity Lutheran Church, Millstadt, Illinois, at trinitymillstadt.org.